Former turnstile guitarist accused of hitting ex-bandmate Stad with his car. By Breitbart News on April 5, 2026. Silver Spring, Maryland, AP, a former guitarist for Grammy-winning Baltimore hardcore band Turnstile has been charged with attempted murder after authorities say he chased down and struck a former bandmate's father with his car, badly injuring him. Montgomery County police officers responding to a Sunday report about a pedestrian being struck in the Washington, D.C. suburb of Silver Spring found William Yates, the 79-year-old father of lead singer Brendan Yates, injured in a front yard, according to charging documents. Yates' family said guitarist Brady Ebert, a neighbor who parted ways with the band several years ago, had struck him with a car, police wrote. Yates' daughter, Erin Gerber, told authorities that she and her husband were getting their kids out of their car when Ebert drove up honking at them and yelling obscenities, then drove into her father. In video footage obtained from a neighbor, Ebert could be seen driving a gold Buick LeSabre and swerving toward William Yates but missing him, according to the charging documents. Yates then threw a rock at Ebert's vehicle and Gerber dragged her 3-year-old son onto the lawn to avoid being hit. Ebert then turned sharply into Yates' driveway and struck him as he was trying to run away, investigators wrote. Ebert finally drove across the lawn and left. Yates told a detective that as he was injured on the ground, Ebert returned and yelled that he deserved it before driving off again, according to charging documents. Yates said Ebert used to be in a band with his son and had been causing problems for his family since being kicked out. He said Ebert had been taunting them for a long time, but that his behavior had been escalating. Ebert, 33, was arrested Tuesday and charged with attempted second-degree murder and first-degree assault, court records show. During a bond hearing Thursday in which he appeared via video, Ebert called William Yates a maniac who threw a rock at him, asked the judge to watch the surveillance footage, saying it would contradict the authorities' narrative of what happened, the Baltimore Banner reported. But prosecutor Dominic Plantamora said the footage shows it was a clearly targeted attack and that Yates is lucky he wasn't injured more seriously. Ebert's lawyer, John Costello, acknowledged Ebert's contentious history with his former bandmate, but said, that does not, in this instance, warrant extra detention. Costello's office declined to comment to the Associated Press. The judge ordered Ebert held without bond. According to Plantamora, William Yates was injured so badly that a bone stuck out of one leg. In a statement, Turnstile said it cut ties with Ebert in 2022. In response to a consistent pattern of harmful behavior, it said a boundary had to be set after he began threatening violence. While Ebert's baseless tirades continued in public since then, the band said it didn't address them to protect his privacy. Threats escalated in recent months and then there was a physical attack on Brendan Yates' father this week, the band wrote. We are grateful that Mr. Yates survived, has successfully undergone surgery, and we're hoping for the best possible outcome in his recovery, the band said. We have no language left for Brady. Turnstile were underground stalwarts until their 2021 album Glow and launched them into mainstream consciousness. They cemented their status this year by winning Grammys for Best Rock Album and Best Metal Performance.